Aircheckdownloads.com.
This is Q103. It's 6:54. It's 6 minutes to 7 o'clock. After 7 this morning, giving away loads more free cash with Tate and Lyle. Light Kane, we're going to be making you smile after 7 this morning. 300 quid to be won. We reenact a comedy scene. If you can suss out which show it's from, you can win the cash. Q103, there's Beyonce, 6:57. Also coming up after 7 o'clock this morning, Mike Tyson wants to do a duet with Westlife.
Oh!
Yep.
My God.
All the details on the way. Let's open up the phone lines now. Let's do it a bit earlier than we did yesterday. 0161-288-0103. If you would like £300 to spend with Tate and Lyle, Light Kane, Chelsea and I are going to redo a comedy sketch from a famous TV comedy. If you can suss out which one we're doing, which might be very, very difficult, the chances are it won't be, call us now. We'll give you £300 straight away. 0161-288-0103. That's 0161-288-0103. You want 300 quid, give me a call now. 10th of May today. Hazy sunshine to start. Lots and lots of sunshine belting down all day. It's going to be another glorious day today. Temperatures even warmer than yesterday at 23 degrees.
We've got delays of about 10 minutes on the M62 eastbound. There's been a fuel spillage at junction 22 for Rushworth Moor, and we've still got problems in Poynton on London Road. We'll have more on Key 103 at quarter past seven.
Key 103 traffic update with ebaymotors.co.uk. We're at car sales every 2 minutes.
Always wear a seatbelt.
Richard Ashcroft, live at the Old Trafford Cricket Ground on Saturday the 17th of June. Only with Manchester's official concert station, Key 103. The home of Key 103's £25,000 triple play. This is Manchester's number one hit music station. Key 103.
Mr. Roy Keane.
Roy Keane will be waking up with the adulation of 70,000 fans ringing in his ears from last night's testimonial.
In the morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, my neighbor!
Come on, let's go.
Rise and shine, sport.
Toolin' in the morning. Toolin' in the morning. Toolin' in the morning.
Key 103.
It is 7 minutes past seven. All this week on Key 103, we're going to try and make you laugh with Tate and Lyle, Light Kane, the small things that make you smile. Myself and Chelsea.
Hello.
We'll be acting out some well-known scenes from some of the biggest comedy television shows. All you got to do is tell us what the show is, and we'll give you £300. Playing today is Andy Ringwood. Good morning to you, Andy.
Good morning.
Good morning, pal. Where are you?
I'm in Salford.
Okay, and what do you do for a job?
I'm a taxi driver.
Okay, what's the name of your cab firm?
It's Mainline Private Hire.
All right, okay. You working today?
I am in a bit. I've been on early on, and I'm on again in a
I'm
bit.
I'm starting to make polite conversation like people always do with taxi.
You've been busy.
Is this your cab, or does the company own it?
What time do you finish?
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. God, it's dull.
Peter Kay's ruined it for taxi drivers everywhere.
He really has.
He hasn't. He's made it a lot easier because nobody asks anymore.
No one asks anymore.
True,
except
yeah.
for radio DJs. Yeah,
exactly.
And what stage of the morning are you at? Are you getting yourself ready? Have you got kids? Are you up with the missus? What's going on?
Well, I've been up and got myself ready and done a couple of hours, and I'm back in getting the kids all ready, and it's all juggling time right now.
It is a plate spinning exercise getting
absolutely.
Kids ready in the morning, isn't it?
Oh my God!
Is everything going to plan?
It's going absolutely perfectly so far, but you never know what can happen.
You haven't got any other treasures with, like, little bits of baby food all over their eyes? Or...
Well, I've got one that I've decided to put in the shower with his breakfast to cut out the middleman, so...
You'd get in the back of this guy's cab, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Intelligent at 8 minutes past seven in the morning. Quick with the humour. Listen, we're going to do a scene from a famous TV show.
Okie doke.
It's me and Chelsea acting.
Right.
We're not exactly Oscar award winning material.
Not.
So we've just ripped off a script from a famous BBC One comedy. If you can suss out what show we're doing, we'll give you 300 quid, right?
Excellent.
Okay, here we go. Right, Chelsea, Cockney accents, right?
Oh, God,
okay.
Right.
You know, this reminds me of the time... Oh, that doesn't sound anything like him, does it? You know, this reminds me of the time me and Jumbo Mills set up a seafood store outside the Nag's Head.
Only Fools and Horses?
Yeah, that's it.
Cut out the embarrassment.
Well, cut out your bit. Pretty much the same thing. Yes,
that, I mean, I'm not certain.
No, no, please be certain. I'm telling you that's right. It means we don't have to do the rest of the
thing.
Oh, no. Sorry about that. God, you've done all Manchester an enormous favour. You won £300.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
With Tate and Lyle, Light Came. We'll play at the same time tomorrow. Thank you, Andy. Have a good day, mate.
Thank you, and you.
Bye, pal.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 9 minutes past seven. On Saturday, by the way, Ditchy is continuing this competition, and he's going to give away a fab holiday to the Caribbean.
Wow.
With Tate and Lyle, Light Kane. And if you're in Morrison's in Hayward, why not pop along, it says, to the Tate and Lyle, Light Kane marquee. Brilliant. OK, it's 9 minutes past seven. It's Q103. I could stay awake. Q103, 12 minutes past seven. Great telly on tonight. It is, of course, the final of The Apprentice on BBC Two at 9 o'clock tonight with Sir Nookie Bear. He does look like Nookie Bear, doesn't he?
It's
the big brown rolling eyes and the furry face.
So.
And all the doofuses from the series are back tonight. Mad Joe Cameron, Saeed, they all come back tonight to help out the Badger and to help out the Blonde. Favourite to win it, Michelle Dubry, who is getting more and more stunning as the weeks go on, but she is cold and calculating. You wouldn't trust her.
No.
It's 13 minutes past seven. Also on telly tonight, if you, like me, are a bit of a religious conspiracy freak, there's a whole night on Channel 5 tonight dedicated to The Da Vinci Code, which is still far and away the best book ever. On Channel 5 tonight at 8 o'clock, the man behind The Da Vinci Code, there's a chat with a guy called Henry Lincoln, who was the guy who actually started the whole theory behind The Da Vinci Code like about 35 years ago. There's his story, and if there's any credence in that, because there are some bits in The Da Vinci Code which are absolute rubbish,
right,
which Dan Brown just plucked out of thin air, and then because other bits were kind of truish, you kind of believe them. But this guy Henry Lincoln, really interesting guy. I've seen him interviewed before, actually. And then at 9 o'clock, after that, there's a programme on Channel 5 called Angels and Demons, which is also about the second Dan Brown novel. Have you read that one?
No,
really,
I haven't
good.
Read the first one.
You've not read The Da Vinci Code?
No.
Oh, I'd forgotten this about you.
Yeah, sorry about that.
How can you not? That's like in your list of 10 things to do before you die.
Because I never have time to read, and the only time I do is when I get in bed, and then I read one line,
and
I'm
busy.
Asleep.
You're too busy in bed, aren't you?
No, I'm trying to be a fine thing.
Angels and Demons on at 9 o'clock tonight. It's the second Dan Brown novel. It's a really, really good book.
Okay.
Seriously,
I'll,
it's all about conspiracy in the Vatican and how someone murders the Pope and all this. It's a brilliant book as well. And then after that, at 10 o'clock, it's a programme called The Da Vinci Code Myth Revealed. And it's all about the theories about conspiracies in the church and a list of alleged church cover-ups over the years. It's really, really good.
TV dinner for you tonight, then.
Absolutely. Oh, no, I'm going out.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God, my Sky Plus is going to be exhausted. And Grand Designs, Revisited, is on Channel 4.
Oh, that's my cup of tea.
Yeah, now you can relate to that.
Yeah.
It's a 7:15. It's Q103. Coming up next, it's Toulon's Breakfast Big One. And the weather is so good today. It's going to be such a beautiful day today. I thought I'd play one of the biggest feel-good tunes of all time. We're going to play ABBA's Dancing Queen in just 2 minutes at Key 103.
Key 103 traffic update with ebaymotors.co.uk, where a car sells every 2 minutes.
We've got more on this fuel spillage on the M62 eastbound. Now, the hard shoulder has been closed between junctions 22 at Rishworth Moor and 23 at Huddersfield while it's cleared up. They've also put a rolling roadblock in place, causing all sorts of problems. I've just had a call in from Dave to say he's hardly moved for about 15 minutes. Word of warning as well, if you're in Wigan, there's still restrictions on Manchester Road both ways just by Makerfield Way. It's because of this warehouse fire at the weekend. It means Bell Green Lane is going to be closed for the next couple of days. Traffic starting to build up as well. M67 westbound just before you get to Denton Island, and it's getting busy in Poynton because of these temporary traffic lights and gas main work that they're doing on London Road just around Chester Road. Anything else, send me a quick text 63103 or call the Key 103 jam line number 0161 288 5100.
I'm just thinking, actually, just in that last little bit we talked about.
Yes.
You don't watch The Apprentice. You haven't read The Da Vinci Code. You and I have got absolutely nothing in common at all.
Toulon in the morning on Key 103. Drive safe, because getting a is a pain in the
calcium goodness in a light triangle.
Breakfast Big One, it's a big one, it's a big one. Toulon's Breakfast Big One on Key 103.
Aircheckdownloads.com.